Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Well, we went to Lancaster County last week and there's so much stuff I had to split it into a second show. So we'll continue with our suggestions for you for Lancaster County. And remember, this show can be listened to again. Our technician puts it on the website, so you can go and listen after the fact, listen to part one again, listen to part two, which is now, and it's realcountryhv.com, and you can go under Weekend Magazine and you'll see the archive shows. Okay, that's great. So we had started, we went through some tours in the last episode, and we went through some museums and some of the big attractions, and then we started with shopping, and we just mentioned briefly there's a lot of quilt related places in that area. And I'll tell you, if you do quilting, I mean, you can go to buy a quilt, but I also I'm seeing a lot of fantastic fabric stores. So, you know, you want to make a quilt, you want some really nice material, and you want to pick your colors, and you're going to have a lot of selection because there is a lot of quilting that's done by the Mennonites and the Amish in that area. So take advantage of it. If you like to sew, I'm just to get fabric, so that's something. So let me continue with just giving some interesting shopping places you might want to take a look at. And then when you get there, you'll get your travel guides and you can, you know, look up other stuff. There's plenty to do. There's a place called the Old Country Store, and that's in Intercourse, PA. And they make handmade quilts. They've got a lot of one-of-a-kind things. There's over 150 bed-sized quilts. And you can also buy them online at theoldcountrystore.com. So that was an interesting place, it sounded like. 272 Antiques is in Stevens, PA. It's a big, you know, antiques shop. A lot of antiques in that area. There's a place called the Shady Maple Gift Shop. If you want to go do some shopping, it's 40,000 square feet of collectibles, gifts, jewelry, toys, handcrafts, and home decor. Sounds like you got a lot to choose from. So that would be a interesting place that I would put on my list. There's a place called the Amish Toy Box. And there's Amish crafted wooden games, toys, and dolls. A lot of fun, you know, fun stuff. Play sets, doll furniture. They even had croquet sets. And the thing that impressed me is their childhood safe finishes. I don't know if you're familiar with some of the stuff that's coming out of China, but lead and paints, things that you can't really have the quality control. And you've got a nice bunch of people there. Now, they don't say physically where they're located if you wanted to pop in, but I'll give you a phone number, 740-277-1982. You know, make an investment in kids' toys. You want things that are safe and you know, quality and wholesome. So it's the AmishToyBox.com. Also, you can check online. There's a place called the Good Food Outlet Stores, and that's in Leola, Pennsylvania. And they've been around since 1934. And they have a lot of different products, shoe fly pies, cake mixes, molasses, pancake syrups, coconut oil. So they have like an outlet store. You can also order online with them. So, you know, you want to check that out. Good Food Outlet Stores. You always find such interesting things in some of these shops. They're not what's in the usual stores that you shop in. There was a lot of great woodworking done in that area. And a lot of great furniture, home furnishings, wood things that you might want to stop in some of these shops and take a look. They really have some nice things. There's one called Gish's Furniture, Country Home Furniture, and quality solid wood, American handcrafted furnishings. And they said it's the area's largest selection of Amish furniture, 30,000 square feet on two showroom floors. Sounds good. And they got sofas, recliners, dining, bedroom, office, occasional, and entertainment in furniture. They say we deliver anywhere. Hey, sounds good, Hudson Valley. Load up the truck. So they're open Monday to Thursday, 10 to 5, Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 9 to 5. They're closed Sunday. Another quilt shop is Reels Quilts and Crafts, which is in Leola. There are a bunch of consignment shops, and you might find some interesting things in there, too, because a lot of things are handcrafted in that area. So there's one called Reuse It Shop of New Holland. There's also, we mentioned in the last episode last week about Strasbourg being big with railroads, and there were railroad exhibits. You could take train rides. Well, we found a place called the Strasbourg Train Shop, and they have all kinds of train-related, you know, things that model railroaders would want. And they have detail parts, they have scenery, you name it. So you want to check that out if you like trains. If you want to start the hobby with trains, that's a great thing to get for your grandkids. I mean, it's a nice, wholesome thing. It's a lot of fun, too. We found a place called Kraufman's Handcrafted Clocks in Bronx, PA, and they make these beautiful fine wood grandfather and grandmother clocks. It's really cool when you know the people that actually make them, and they're not made in some foreign country. So that's there. I found a place called Lancaster Soapworks, Lancaster County Soapworks, and that's in Mount Joy. So you can guess that they have a lot of great soaps, so you can check them out. And another antique place that includes repurposed antiques and made-to-order furniture, and antiques, repurposed furniture, and made-to-order furniture. And it's called Sylvan Brand Antiques Loft and Flooring. There's a place, for those of you who like fish, it's a place called That Fish Place, and it's called That Pet Place, That Fish Place dash That Pet Place. Over 10,000 pet, fish, and pond supplies. And they say over 60% off, so it's discount. So if you have anything like that, why don't you go check out what they got? There might be some things that you're not finding in your local pet stores. And I also thought there was a place called Oleo Olive Oils and Balsamics, which was in Lititz. And I'm always big on, you know, things like oil and stuff. So that's a really nice, you know, place. I found a place called Stan's Man Cave in Lancaster, and he has all kinds of things for your man cave. So you can get things like beer steins and taps and handles and signage and apparel. So Stan's Man Cave in Lancaster might be a good place to get some Christmas presents. Now I found a place. It didn't give me a phone number. It didn't give me a website. It didn't give me a location. But you know what? I want to tell you about this anyway because it was so unique. I really thought it might be something that you might be able to just look on DuckDuckGo, just do a search and see if you find it. It's called Imagine Goods. And 90% of the artisans were survivors of trafficking. And the other 10% were vulnerable to becoming trafficked. So there's a lot of vintage-inspired men's, women's, and children's clothes and home goods. But that sounds to me like something that might be worth supporting because we're just getting the tip of the iceberg with this child trafficking and some of these terrible things that are going on around the world, not just in the United States. So Image Goods or Imagine Goods, and I don't know where it is. So just search online. Maybe you'll find it. And that sounded kind of intriguing. There's a place called Kitchen Kettle Village, which has fine jewelry, fashionable luggage, a lot of leather handbags, footwear. There's a place called the Deerskin Leather Shop, and they've got also a lot of local stuff. Also, Uggs and Brighton, so some of the brands are, you know, good brands there. There's a place called the Matthew 25 Thrift Shop, and it's new and used clothing and hard goods. All the profits are donated to charities. Now, you've got some outlet centers like in Long Island. If you're from Long Island, you might be familiar with the Tanger Outlet Center. Well, there's one in Lancaster, and they say you save 70%, and there's 65-plus designer and fashion outlets. A place called Shops at Rockville, and that's got Rockville outlets, basically. It's name brand, clothing, shoes, housewares, and more. There's an Adidas factory outlet in Lancaster. There's a Bass outlet in Lancaster. There's a Clark's outlet, Lancaster, Coleman. These might be part of these different malls. I'm not positive. There's a Converse, Famous Footwear, Johnson & Murphy, Merrill, New York & Company, Nike, Nine West, I'm just going through. Oh, Orvis. Those of you who like to fish, those are great places. I don't see them too often. Orvis Outlet. A place called the Purple Turtle, which I'm not sure what they make. Oh, and there's a QVC outlet. I think QVC is over there in Pennsylvania. So maybe they have extra things that they sell there. That might be worth checking out in Lancaster. There's a place called Rack Room Shoes. SAS Shoes. You like shoes? Shoe Carnival. Skechers Outlet. Now, that's part of Tanger. Timberland, that's part of Tanger. So you've got a lot of shopping opportunities. Now, the other thing I noticed that was all over the place was, along with things like, you had a lot of woodworking places, you had quilting stuff, you had antiques, you had a lot of fabrics and things. There was a lot of farmers markets. And with that, I think what you do... pretty much, I mean, the quantity that I saw, really probably every different community has some. So I would say wherever you are, ask wherever you're staying, where's the nearest farmer's market. And there's also a lot of farm markets. So those are a little bit different than a farmer's market. But you've got cooperatives, you've got, you know, you get some big stuff over in, you know, in Lancaster. So when you're out looking around, and I also, I just thought of two other things. You want to ask different locations for that, like New Holland Farmers Market. I assume they go right through the season, and the Shady Maple Farm Market, they have a farmer's market there, and it's since 1970, so that's quite a big situation. Now, let's see, what else we have here? There's a place called Lapps Toys and Furniture in Lancaster, which might be another nice place to find some toys. There's a place called the Old Candle Barn, and I think you're going to find a lot of candles there. You've got Orchard View Woodworks in Bird in Hand. You've got some really nice garden and plant centers, too. Sometimes when I'm traveling, I like to go into the garden centers at the other locations because... whoever runs the garden centers, you know, unless there's some national chain, they bring unique things to the area. And they're also, the owners are usually very knowledgeable. And in that area, with so much involved with agriculture, they would be somebody that you pick their brains about different problems you're having or questions you're having or something you're looking for. Or they might even be able to make suggestions, something they have that you didn't even know, you know, would be great for you. But Roots Nurseries and Gardens and Plant Center is in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. And there was a place called Shadow Line Lingerie. It was in Ephrata, Pennsylvania. That was another really unique place. They have a huge selection of women's pajamas. And pajama sets, nightgowns, nightshirts, pajama pants, robes, peignoirs. So that's a great place. You can buy things, you know, gifts and also loungewear. So you can, you know, get everything right down to a petty pant. So slips. So mark that one. That's a Frada, and it's called Shadow Line Lingerie. And I also saw, because of the all the woodworking, you're going to find, if you're looking for things like a swing set for your kids or something, that might be a place to look. And you'd have to ask whether they deliver or not. But I don't know. I think you can get some really nice quality stuff. Now, the things that we see around here, they're pretty expensive. So I'm wondering if they might be less expensive over there since they're closer to the people who are making it. But, you know, it can't hurt to try. And there was a place called Swing Sets Lancaster. And they're Amish-owned and operated business from the Lancaster area. And they're safe and free delivery and set up. And, you know, so that might be something, you know, so you can look around and see what you think. But when you're there, I would think some of these places are on the main roads and all. There's places that have, like, Amish outlets. So there's one in Smith. Well, it's in Ohio, actually. But there's places where you can get Amish like videos and books and things like that. So you can ask maybe at your local visitor center when you're there, and that'll give you an idea. But you should be able to find some really nice rocking chairs, I would think, with the furniture and pergolas they've got, and just a really nice. It's refreshing to see the variety of things that I'm seeing over here. Okay, now I want to talk about some places to stay, because pretty much everybody from the Hudson Valley, you're looking at a, you know, couple of hours of driving. And oh wait, I forgot one other thing. There's a place called Amy and Daria's Doll Outlet. I've got to make sure I tell you that. It's in Ronk, PA. They've got over 5,000 porcelain and vinyl dolls, clothing, furnitures, and accessories. If you're looking for gifts for kids, that might be a place where you're going to get some really unique gift ideas. So it's Amy, A-I-M-E-E. And Daria, D-A-R-I-A, apostrophe S, Doll Closet. And that's in Ronk, PA. And I should give you a phone number for that, too, in case you're looking for something. 717-687-8118. I don't know if they ship or not, but when you got 5,000 dolls, there's quite a bit you can do with that. Okay. All right. So let me get into now places to stay. And what I'm going to try to do is give you like an overview of different types of, you know, venues where, you know, you can decide. I mean, there's some people like one kind of thing and some like another. So first of all, you need to know that there's a group of about 40 individual and unique bed and breakfast inns located through the county that are part of an association. And it's the Authentic Bed and Breakfasts of Lancaster County, PA. So that's your group, all right? And they have quite a few bed and breakfasts. And, you know, we're from the Hudson Valley. We know the B&B situations here. Everyone, the different personalities, different types of property, you know, grounds, different kinds of buildings. I mean, so you could probably, you know, if you go and look it up, you should be able to find just whatever you're looking for here. Now, I found an RV campground for people that have an RV situation. It's called Spring Gulch RV Campground, and that is in New Holland, Pennsylvania. They are a AAA-approved park, and they're also a Good Sam park. And those are very popular. So if you're going to do RV stuff, that would be a place to go. There's a place called the Inn at Leola Village. And that is a luxury four diamond inn. Okay. It says rich in history and warm in comfort. So that's in Leola. That's four diamond. There's a place called Churchtown Inn and Historic Cottages in Narvon, also known as Churchtown, PA. And they said it's located near quilt shops, the gourmet popcorn shop, a place called Cow to Cone Ice Cream, Amish handmade furniture site, food locations that make handmade cheeses, donuts, baked goods. And they have an outside patio at the inn. They have an indoor or a summer kitchen, like hearth fire kind of situation going. So that's sounds historic, and it's an interesting place. There's a place called Amish Farm Stay, and you stay on an Amish farm. And that's, you know, they have like a low-tech vacation, and they've got a variety of Amish lodges located on farms and smaller rural properties spread throughout the county. So traditional Amish bed and breakfasts or guest house. So it's called Amish Farm Stay - Stay on an Amish farm. Okay. There's a place called the Artist's Inn and Gallery, and that's in Terre Hill, Pennsylvania. And you actually get to stay in an art gallery. And they've got a whirlpool tubs and fireplaces. They give you gourmet breakfast. They have a lot of the innkeeper's artwork there. And they said you can hear the clip-clop of the Amish buggies as they pass the inn. And there's like a relaxing porch, or you can walk around the gardens. And they have a cottage and sister's house if you want to, like, girlfriend getaways or romantic getaways. So that sounded interesting. There's a place called the EB Farm Homestead Bed and Breakfast in Gordonville, Pennsylvania. Now, that one was seventh generation, 50-acre farm in the heart of Amish country, and you get to stay in a 200-year-old brick farmhouse with from-scratch breakfast. And you could feed the animals. There's like a nice porch you could sit on and watch the sun go down. And they have private baths and Wi-Fi, and children are welcome. I found a place called 1777 Americana Inn, Bed and Breakfast in Ephrata. And that's like a romantic historical inn. And it's got jacuzzis and fireplaces in almost every room. They've got a secluded English garden patio. There's a small event venue for weddings, so you know it's got to be nice. And they have an on-site craft brewery, and they call it Lancaster's only room with a brew. So there you go. Hearst House came up a number of times, and that's in Ephrata, and that's surrounded by Amish and Mennonite farms. And it's a Victorian mansion, and it overlooks the Amish countryside. And that sounded really nice also, so you can take a look. Each room, each guest room has a private balcony, and there's a veranda. You could stroll the grounds. There's swans on their lake, and it says warm hospitality awaits you. Cozy cabins, that sounds fun. Build a perfect getaway hunting retreat or full-time residency. So they've got cabins. There's a place called Reba Acres Farm, and it's like a clean, quiet dairy farm that you could stay at. Country Patches Vacation Home, that might be a house that you can rent. Romer's Retreat Campground. So you have a campground, those are like the camp, and there's also that's in Kinzers, Pennsylvania, and there's also a Red Run Campground in New Holland, Pennsylvania. There's a place called the White Horse Inn. And then, let's see, that's in Gap, which is Whitehorse, Pennsylvania. And then we found Blue Rock Bed and Breakfast in Millersville. And they've got business or leisure and family-friendly, ideally located for walking to restaurants and a nice park. And there's Amish country attractions, only a few minutes' drive. Delicious breakfast and large discounts for two or more nights' stay. Now, I want to give a couple of traditional places. So you got the Hilton Garden Inn in Lancaster. It's a good chain. And you've got Homewood Suites, which I like because it also has kitchens. It's one or two bedroom suites that have full kitchens and a dishwasher and things like that. And they usually have a business center, meeting rooms, snack shop, heated pools, so they give you the whole guacamole that way. So that's a pretty good wrap-up. They had a body, a spa over there, Body and Soul, Reflexology and Spa, so I just thought I'd throw that in. It didn't really fit into the other categories, but some people like the spa experience, so you can go get a massage and, you know, licensed therapists. A lot of people are tense, so that'll help you relax. Well, that's a wrap. Between this show and the show last week, you should have a pretty good overview of Lancaster County. And I might do something in the future that has a community by community, because Lancaster would take up a whole show by itself. But for now, this should get you up and running. And I hope you have a wonderful trip. This is Marietta Allen. Don't forget, RealCountryHV.com. You can listen to part one and part two. Have a great week. Bye-bye.